they were the seven master of the planet. Nothing to do with John Howard, they're not politician. He's not the master anyway. But seven masters of the planet, and seven on seven seats, of course, and sitting like you imagine Buddha on a lotus position. So I was, of course, absolutely speechless, because they were staring at me with their eyes, you can say, luminous. It was very, very weird. You could swear their eyes inside were luminous. So you imagine that? Since I am about 12 years old, nobody could impress me. Maybe for that they choose me, those people, I don't know. Nobody. And for once in my life, I swear to you, they impress me. That's it. For once in my life, I shut up for 2 hours. I couldn't even speak because they read my mind and give me the answer before I open my mouth. But I'm going too fast again. I'm sorry for that. So, the middle one, they greet me. I remember they greet me. And they say, the spirit will be with you. The other one in echo says, the spirit will be with you. And then they never talk anymore. But the center figure start to levitating and come to me. In levitation, remember when I told you Tao levitated when on the top of the doko? She done that because she wanted to show me what it was, the levitation. Because if she wouldn't show me before, when that guy was levitating and coming straight to me, I would do, you know, and over there, even there, they are very, very great master, and you have to respect them. Tao have, everybody there have great respect for those ones. They are almost like gods, if you like, you are going to see. So he came to me, levitating. Instinctively, I closed my eyes, he came over me, put his fingers, imagine they have a huge hand. After that, Tao told me, he put one finger like that, one finger like that. I closed my eyes and I smell a sort of incense, a smoke inside me. Impossible to explain. And he leave me. So I opened my eyes and I saw him going. But he changed a lot. He was in fire. Everything was burning. And I almost yelled. Tao immediately sent me a telepathic message. Yes, Michel, you can see the aura for a moment. I was seeing the aura. And I look at Tao, she was burning. And believe me, they have a tremendous aura. So when people on this planet tell you about aura they've never seen in their life, now you are going to hear about it, and you are going to see some people are cheating you. Okay, that photograph there, of course, it's a very nice photograph, but we don't have the technology yet. But the aura, some people in a psychic expo tell you, ah, there's a little brown, it's a little aura like that around you. The aura is not like that. The aura... I always have problem with my stuff everywhere I go. I don't know why. Maybe my karma. That's supposed to be a human being, if I can make that working one day. Is it? No, that's good. That's the legs and etc. So we've got our famous chakras, we'll talk about it. The aura is like that. Non-stop. Okay? Here you've got the bouquet, forget about that. The aura is doing like flames. That flame in 2 seconds lighter is here. And there, and there. It's like a fire. And you put fire to somebody. Pardon?
Flares.
Yeah.
Flares.
Yes. Yes, flare. Non-stop. It's burning. All that. Why was that? Because the aura is the result of the actions of the chakras. A chakra sends emission, and that makes the aura. so that if you know how to see the aura and you know how to read the aura, then you can go to the source, which is the chakra. I'm sorry, and the chakra act on your glands. We'll talk about it later. For the moment, I was absolutely amazed. Very difficult for me, because, oh my God, I didn't know what to think. So one thing, the main thing I could see through the doko, all the doko was invited with that, was the pink color. And I learned later, the pink color is the color of love. So I can tell you something, they are very, very loving people, because all around those seven figures, it was pink, 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 pink everywhere. Plus, of course, a lot of gold, which after that I learned is spirituality, and purple, but everything was golden around them anyway. Now, same thing is very, very important now. They were sitting on those seven seats, and you could see them in front of me, same time, almost became invisible and reappearing, okay? And it has been told later to me, they had a very big problem. Those masters are so high spiritually, they don't live on physical. They had big problem all the time to keep their physical body around their astral body. I hope you know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, you are going to know in a few minutes anyway. So they were trying to keep their physical body around their astral body inside. So same time they were disappearing. After a little while, the center figure start to talk to me, because also, I forgot to tell you another thing. I would prefer to be naked in front of you now than the situation I was there at that moment. For the simple reason, I say, I am seeing the aura, and I heard in my life, if you can really read an aura, you can see if the person have bad thoughts or jokish thoughts or dirty thoughts. So I didn't have dirty thoughts or anything, but you never have pure thoughts. So I say they can read all my thoughts, because they can read my aura better than I can do anything, because I just see aura, I don't know what's going on. They can read my mind. So I was absolutely naked and very, very impressed. And I say, but what am I doing here? I say to myself. I even not finished thinking about that. Finally, the center figure, that one who came to touch me, greet me again and say, Michel, we didn't bring you here with all the trouble it's doing, because you don't travel through space just like you take the plane from Cove Harbor. Here, just to visit the planet and to admire our planet, which we know already you like very much. You're not here as a tourist, you're here because you have a job to do, like Tao already told you. And he continued to speak and to tell me what's going on. So, first of all, they are watching us, those people, for hundreds of thousands of years. Time to time, they give us a little push, a little help. And now we are at, everybody knows, pretty critical turn on this planet for many, many different reasons. Not only because we rubbish it physically, but also they are appalled, totally appalled, the way we act more materialistically all the time and not at all spiritually. Which doesn't mean you have to meditate all the day and go in the Himalayas, not like that. But it means we are spiritual beings, wanted having a physical experience, but we forget completely about who are we really inside. Then I was a bit lost, and at that moment I didn't expect him to tell me that, even after everything Tao explained me during the trip. I'm sorry. What's happened? You see, I'm going to light you immediately and give you explanation. Why are we, he say, in that physical body? Why all that? Why the planet? Why everything? All those famous questions we ask ourselves for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So he start to say, Michel, at the beginning, before the Big Bang, famous Big Bang, was a spirit. It reminds me of the Bible, and that in my mind. So he said, yes, it reminds you. Before anything was a spirit. You can call it the spirit, you can call it God, you can call it the creator, that depends the terminology you want. Nothing to do with religion anyway. That was before the Big Bang. The spirit, if you want to call it the spirit, say, was no sensation, because it's pure spirit, no sensation. So the spirit say, okay, I'm going to create an instrument to give me physical sensation. I want to feel sensation for my pleasure. So the spirit imagine us, a humanoid form each time. That humanoid form, which is a human being, if you want, like that, same planet, a bit different, but always humanoid form, will be an instrument, physical instrument, says the spirit, to put myself in it. Myself in it. Difficult to understand that. What's that? The spirit. Yeah, but what is the spirit? Many people tell you that. What is God? Who is God? Is he married? Does he have a big beard? Who is God? Who is the creator? Who is everybody? What is the spirit? Wind. Nothing. Nothing. You can't see it. It's wind. But it is a spirit. Everybody believes it's a spirit. No, it's not. It is something. It is an immense, forget about thinking about it. We can't think with our, that immense electronic. Everybody on this century now know what is an electronic because you watch television. Electronic mass on the center of the universe, but that electronic mass, full of electrons, yeah, billion, 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 is the spirit. And the spirit say, I will put few of my electrons in that instrument, and those electrons will send me a part of myself, if you like. Which is very good, because if you remember the Bible, that God created us at his image. And of course we mixed up everything. We say, oh, his image, so God, he got a big beard. Of course, for the primitive people, you couldn't tell them, oh yes, it's electronics, they see what he's talking about, so you need a picture and you make God with a big beard. This is nice, nothing wrong with that. But here, we are very, very serious about that business. We're talking about that very great intelligence put a little part, ready to see that, of his electron inside our physical body. But we've got a little problem there, not me, but God. He doesn't want any, or it doesn't want any bad thoughts, bad sensation. It wants only pure stuff. It's a bit, if you put a big saucepan full of oil, you put it on the stove, you boil it, and then, don't do that, never do that. My boy in Africa have done that one time, as an explosion. And you put a bit of water, pow! And it's exactly the same thing. God doesn't want that, it would hurt. So, he wants to imagine a barrier between it and us. Nine different categories of higher self, that will be later, we talk about reincarnation, acting as filters for the sensation between the poor fellow human being we are here to the higher self, and send only good thoughts, good sensation to God. Okay, we are not going to talk about all those filters and stuff like that, because it's boring, it's much too complicated. But we are going to talk about something everybody, if they don't know, you are going to know, and if you know, you maybe don't know, but you feel it. It is your own higher self. What is a higher self? I should have two or three boards. Like sometimes I have. What is a higher self? Everybody's talking, and New Age people, they talk, oh, higher self. A lot of people think they know what it is, and some don't. So why are we to talk about it? The higher self is simply also electronic. Now, I'm going to stop that 2 seconds to tell you something. Everybody heard, mainly in religion, etc., about the soul, as I said 2 minutes ago, the spirit. Same body call it astral body. And if you call it spirit or soul, even in religion they say, yes, that's wind, there is nothing, it's just a spirit. I've got a news for you this evening, this afternoon. Inside your physical body, what certain call soul, certain call spirit, certain, I prefer astral body, because it's the shape of our body. In this astral body, your soul if you like, you have not nothing or wind, but you have more than 4 billion trillions, imagine, of electrons. And each electron is able to memorize the whole books in Canberra Library, National Library. Imagine the possibility of memorizing. That, of course, is absolutely immortal, coming from God, disappearing when you die. It's your real self, it is your astral body. That astral body is made, of course, of 2 parts, one conscious, one subconscious or unconscious. Subconscious is a better term, where everybody tells you, the doctor, psychologist, oh, it's in your subconscious. Subconscious is a word, I give you the detail. It is, yes, in your electrons, in your subconscious. Your brain being only a computer. All the memories are there, from reincarnation to reincarnation. When you die, that astral body go back to the higher self. But this time I've gone again, that's my problem sometimes. Too far, too fast. Sorry. Okay, every day now with a new technology the doctors has in a hospital, and more and more and more near-death experience people talk about near-death experience. You heard about that? Huh? Oh. Very interesting. After my lectures, oh, a long time ago, I don't know, 2 years ago, so, in the Gold Coast, a young lady, she's about 23, she said, I heard about you, I have to tell you something. Okay. We went to talk. And she said, you know, I had a car accident and they say I was dead. And I said, oh yeah, I heard about that, I know about that, but people have different reactions. Did you see, some people say I saw Jesus Christ. I said, did you see Jesus Christ? And she said, no, because I talk too much, I should let her speak. She said, Jesus Christ, no. I said, did you see Buddha? And some people say Buddha. She said, no. I said, did you hear music? She said, no. I said, so finally, what did you say? And she said, oh no, it's very simple. I've been there and whoosh, I went through a tunnel and I went in a big light. Very, very big light. Full of love. And I said, oh my God, what I'm doing here, please, my boyfriend need me. Can I go back? And here I am, I'm talking to you. Oh, good. And I said, oh, it's simple, you saw your higher self. My higher self, what's that? So that girl didn't read books, didn't know anything at all. She never read about anything, she couldn't try to, you know, take my attention, fool me, do something. She was absolutely sincere. She didn't know what she was talking about. And she gave exactly the same description many books give, like the Dr. Moody took many, many witnesses about that. Exactly. Even if people tell you about Jesus Christ, sometimes it's their imagination. She said, no, I saw a silhouette, but if it's Catholic, it's Jesus Christ. Another one said Buddha. They didn't see anything. They see the light, and they came back, and we, like a dream, if you like. When you came back in a dream, sometimes you deform the dream at your will. So that girl didn't know anything. She said, I just saw a light full of love. I can. The highest. She said, what? What's that? And I explained to her what it was, the highest. And I'm going to explain to you, of course, in detail, because it's very, very, very important for you. It's very important for many reasons. It's a reason sometimes I make a joke about it, and you are going to relax with the joke, but it's true. If a guy who never heard of higher self, he die, go to the, because I die for good, eh? Not just with the accident. Die, he's dead, he's on the bed there, and he go up, straight up to that light. He say, oh! Never heard of it. He's scared to death. He's dead already. He's scared, came back. He came back like a boomerang to his physical body. Then he's next to the physical body. And he sees himself on a bed, and his wife is crying or laughing, because maybe she wants to go with a neighbor. That's my joke. And, oh my God, he said to his wife, hey, what are you doing? What's happening? What am I doing here? The wife can't answer, the children either. Nobody can answer because he's in astral. But he can see himself in astral. See himself, the astral body, electronic body. And he can see his physical body, he doesn't understand anything at all. So he panicked, he asked, he said, hey, I'm here, what are you doing with my body? I'm here. What is that, you know? Etc. Big argument. He turned around the house, and as a second joke, sometime he sees his wife giving his own car to his brother-in-law, you know? So he's very upset. He says, that's my car. He got a problem. He got a problem for 3 days, the guy. He's suffering for nothing because he doesn't know what is there. Because the astral body turned around the dead physical body for 3 days. So he's going there. He sees the light again. Damn scared. Came back. Turned around the house. Talked to everybody. Nobody wants to answer. So it's very good. People know that before anything happened in their life, and they know it's very good when I talk about it, because it's nothing to be scared of. We are going now to talk about the higher self, that famous light. Now we are going to talk. That was joke without the joke, because that's for 3 days. You remember when Jesus Christ been resurrected? They didn't tell you 4 days, they didn't tell you 2 days, because it's a reason for that, because it is 72 hours. After 72 hours, the astral body go completely with the higher self. If the guy like it or he doesn't matter, because that's a universal law, it is the nature, and he goes there like you are attracted by a magnet, and he's finished. But between that, he can go around. Now, all that is explained in the book. But I wanted to tell you that. Now, I'm going to ask you a question before. Later, you are going to ask me a question, and now I'm going to ask you a question. Anybody in this room had déjà vu? Oh, a few. You never had a déjà vu? You know what is a déjà vu?
I think I have had once.
Haven't seen. So please put your hand up if you have. Don't be shy. Oh, that's better. Okay. Thank you very much. So, what is a déjà vu? Many people tell you, ah, yes, I'm believing in reincarnation. It's my former life. Yeah, I saw that and that. No, I'm sorry, it's not true. Okay. Don't worry about the déjà vu. We're going to talk about it again. Explanation of the déjà vu. The higher self is an electronic mass also, of course, coming from the top. But the higher self is simply Okay, in religion they call that a guardian angel, okay? But it's not quite like that. On the category of planet we are here, a higher self got 9 times 4 billion trillions of electrons. You know those million trillions of electrons which make an astral body? Have 9 times that. Plus a nucleus of 9 times 4 billion trillions of electrons for its own energy. Which means that the real higher self here, then 9 times those 9 astral body to distribute in one physical body here, one in New York example, one in Tokyo, one on planet Mars, one, no, that was a joke. One on the moon, good. So you had one there, or two in Sydney, one in Melbourne, whatever. Nobody knows. Except you can have, because people call that soulmate, and that's true. If really, really you have a soulmate, you can come from the same higher self. It's very difficult to know, except one we are sure of is the identical twins. The identical twins are from the same higher self. And you know, as well as I know, you don't need me to tell you that, is one identical twin is in Sydney, got an accident, physically, really, a shock happened to the other identical twins in New York or Paris. So, why? Because it acts like a walkie-talkie, boom, boom, going into the higher self and talking or giving sensation to that one in New York. That is sure. That was the higher self. So the higher self distribute the astral body inside of 9 different physical bodies on the planet, which now we are all here, and but all of us have 8 different brother and sister, if you like to call it like that, but astral speaking, 8 different other people on the planet, home, its own higher self. Okay, anyway, later we talk about it if you didn't understand. Now, how does it work? How do you came here? How do you, but how does it work? How, because the baby, the physical body, all that, forget about it. That's all nothing. That's physical. What is important on all the stuff is the astral part, all those electrons, which is us. I hope now you start to understand what we're talking about, because we are that astral coming from there, those famous little electrons to send sensation, little electrons, there's 4 billion trillions each of us. But for here is nothing, it's a drop. We are that part of God, if you like, that is inside us. I am my astral body. I shouldn't, it's difficult, we don't have the terminology for that. I shouldn't say my astral body, I should say me. Example, I don't know your name, so I have to take back me. Me, Michel Jean-Paul Desmarquet, doesn't exist, by the way. No. I don't exist like that. Me, astral body, talking to you is nothing like Michel Jean-Paul Desmarquet. I baptize Michel Jean-Paul Desmarquet, that physical body, that I am, of course you are, an entity going from reincarnation to reincarnation, and in this life, I call it Michel Desmarquet, maybe the last life was Napoleon. You know what I mean? He's nothing like Napoleon, he's nothing like Michel Desmarquet, he's nothing like Paul, Peter, whatever, but it is that entity choosing a physical body, exactly like you choose your car in a street. It is a very good comparison. You choose a car, you jump in a car, you drive the car. And when it's finished, the car is completely rotten, you go out of the car, you let rot the car to the wrecker, and that is your body going to the cemetery. You don't make a lot of fuss of that, do you? So we make a lot of fuss, because we say, oh, my friend died, the friend didn't die at all, he's just there. Anyway, I'm going too fast again. I hope you follow me. But that is the astral body. And that astral body, me, example, I use my physical body for the moment because I lost already being in that vehicle, that car. I lost my ability to communicate to you telepathically, just by thoughts, because I am trapped in that physical body. And you lost yours too, because if we were all in astral here, I would do like that, and you would do exactly the same, and we watch each other, and every thought of mine, you absorb them, and I absorb yours. We don't even speak. And those people on that planet Yahuba, they don't have a pen, they don't have a paper, they don't have a book. If they want to learn something from somebody between them, they talk. Oh yes, they talk, because they have physical body. But if they want to learn, they know how to do it. They just go like that, and they watch each other. You can say in 10 seconds, they absorb information of 10,000 words without talking. That great things, that real stuff, because they are very, very, very evolved. They use their physical body, not like us. If they want, they can die by will. They say, okay, I leave my physical body and go away and let the physical body like that. But that is a bit too complicated. I explained that in another book, because I noticed more and more and more when I talk to people, they need more explanation. But for the moment, as I say, I go too fast, and I'm very, very sorry for that. I'm taken, and I want you to follow. Now, what's happened when, because the astral body is on another plane, the astral plane, same time for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 15,000 years, and suddenly that astral body, by, it's very complicated, you can't explain that, have a urge to rejoin his higher soul, and then with the help of the higher soul, call it the guardian angel if you like, see what they can learn in taking a new car, a new physical body. Then the higher self, listen to that now, we have to talk about the deja vu, the higher self help that part of itself, which is that astral body example of Michel, say, okay, I'm going to show you a scenario of a life you can have on the planet Earth. And it shows a scenario. Be careful when I say scenario, because it's just a scenario. You can change many things. It's not compulsory to do it. First of all, you have a free will. So, we are going to compare, because to make you understand, you have to compare with things we know. If I put here a screen and put a video, and very, very fast I show you your next life. You want it or not? You look and you see, oh, and I will meet Michel Demarque. Oh, yes, that's funny. And I see that, and I, oh, yes, those people, I can choose them, like my parents, my brother and sister, wife, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I go in a boat, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I take it. No, I don't want it. But it's not just like that, of course. It's much more profound. You look at that, and you can see with the help of your higher self, you see, yes, I can learn something I didn't learn before. Learn something to improve my knowledge, spiritually speaking. Then you can choose it or not. Sometimes it's very, very hard life, but you know you can do it to advance very, very fast and finish to ending to the source, maybe in 10,000 years or maybe in 10,000 days, nobody knows. Then you know you are going to learn something, choosing that sort of videotape. You see, I see, okay. And obviously all of us here say yes. Then, okay, you choose that. It's finished. Same thing happened there, and everything you saw is erased, and you don't remember anything. It's a reason for that, for suicide purposes, because you could be tempted to do suicide, which is very bad, and also the minorism is, if you know what's going to happen tomorrow morning, you are going to avoid it and you're not going to listen to learn the lesson. Good. So for that it's arise. But in the nature, everything got a little accident. And same time, the movie you saw haven't been arise properly. Then for 5, 10 seconds, it happened to me for 1.5 minutes in my life. You say, oh my God, I saw that before, I saw that. That is a deja vu. Because a little piece of the video haven't been realized, and it is the part in this life. Believe me, I went in Atlanta, in America, in 95 to launch my book there, and I had plenty deja vu. I was sick of it. I don't like Atlanta, and no wonder I had deja vu, because maybe my electron, I don't know, it was sensing in, and I had plenty deja vu. I was very, very uneasy with that, and I hope nobody could have so many bad deja vu like that. But it is, a deja vu is not a memories of a past life, is just a bit of your movie which is not arise properly. Good, you got that one, eh? Well, that is now before to come in the womb of your mother. So you choose everything now, okay? Then, of course, you came inside the womb of your mother, and you choose your mother, choose your father. Contrarily as the people thought long time ago, oh, we don't choose our parents. It's absolutely false. We choose our parents. That's absolutely true. Now we've got those people who was born. We talk already about the death. And later you can ask, of course, plenty questions, because it's so many things about to talk about. But I have different things to tell you. Because that, okay, our purpose on earth to please the Great Spirit, we are, I would say, without being rude to God, but we are a bit trapped by his fault, because he wants sensation, he created us, but it is like that. What do you want to do? It's like that. We are a part of the mechanism. We are also, you know that, a part of, because, oh, by the way, when God imagined the man, he imagined the planet, imagined everything, and suddenly one day he triggered the biggest atomic explosion that ever happened in the universe, which was the Big Bang. Okay? So the famous Big Bang, I wrote my book and published in 1993, 2 years after the scientists said, oh, by the way, the Big Bang is not a theory anymore. You know, we know, you know. Thank you very much. They didn't read my book, but they discovered it by itself. So, but I say that before, because as I tell you at the beginning of that lecture, I don't say theory. Now, there's a lot of differencing also. They are going to learn, the scientists. We are going to talk about it now. Continent of Mu. You don't think we are really the first civilization on Earth. Of course you don't. And you are right. What we can call civilization, because for those people they don't call really the civilization, but I don't want to be too bad with it. Now over there we've got a very nice picture my friend found and put that on the slide. And it is the Pacific Ocean, and we are going to talk about the ancient civilization. Pacific Ocean, so you don't need me to explain, the picture says it all. But a very long time ago, it was, for those who read my books, that big continent arose 1 million years ago in the Pacific. And now it's not there anymore, because it disappeared. But it was a big continent going about next to the California there, touching by a zoom, going Hawaii, a bit like that, and like that. Huge continent, about 3-4 times like Australia, and one corner of that continent, one corner, was the quarry of Olathun. And on that quarry, they were cutting stones, statues, and everything. That continent, what is that continent? Inhabited by whom? By a very, very, very evolved race of people coming also from another planet, planet Arimo X3, if I remember well. And they were very evolved. At that time, they were the most evolved people on the planet Earth. They knew about levitation. They knew about the anti-gravitation, the law of anti-gravitation. And very important, they were friends of people of Tiauba. Not only friends, the people of Tiauba were visiting the king of Mu in Savanasa with their spacecraft openly, which I wish they would do, like that I wouldn't look like a liar or like a cuckoo when they interrogate me on television or even on the street, because when you say to your neighbor, "I've been abducted by aliens," they try that over the fence. He thinks you're cuckoo. So I said to Tao, "Why don't you do that now? Go to the Pentagon and like that, it's a bureau." "No, you're not ready yet," she said. At that time, they were ready, and they were talking openly with the government, those people who abducted. Being gigantic like they are, being very friendly, very nice people, the artist on the continent of Mu asked the king if they could, by stylized statue, make statue on memory of those people coming by spacecraft. And the king accepted, and they've done lot of statue on the quarry of Olaton. Now what's happened when the continent went down the water? It's happened then one on 10 part. The quarry was 10 times bigger than Easter Island now, and it was no Easter Island. That was, you understood that already. That was a quarry 10 times bigger than Easter Island, and now it became Easter Island because everything sank under the water. The scientists can go down there, find plenty statues they want to, and the statue you find on Easter Island, even many scientists are, "My God, how, where they came, what for?" They were simply ready to go and to be shipped and put all over the continent. I saw them in Psychosphere. We'll talk about that later. So, the statue you see now in Easter Island are the remnant of the statues they were doing and shifting. Now, how can I have Easter Island statue? Also something very interesting. If you look in an encyclopedia, you got 7 statues. Yeah, that one, that's good. Okay, by the way, it's a guy, I forgot his name, everybody heard about him. He went, he done with a Kon-Tiki, he crossed the Atlantic. Pardon?
Thor-Heidel.
Yeah, Thor-Heidel, a name like that, I think. He speaks French, by the way, the guy. And he's very nice. He wants, you know, to prove his theory, so he put about 200 people with a rope, and he moved a statue about like that. And the statue moved and went, you know. But if I, you know, knew him, and if I could talk to him, I would ask him. Because his theory, it's with a rope. So I would ask him to move this statue. You know that guy here? That's the nose of the statue, is that the head? That statue about 150 tons, and that statue is inside the crater. So it would be very much fun to see that statue moving. Okay. So thank you for laughing. Now, that is because those people didn't take rope at all. They had the secret, as we are going to see, of anti-gravitation. And they could move, as I say, everything is weightless, okay? And they can move, as we are going to see, tons and tons and tons with an apparatus like that, because it's a vibrational stuff. I don't know how to make it, nobody yet, but it is like that, because as Tao moves that platform, as we flew, for those who read the book, that's anti-gravitation, complete, and the way to use it. Now, those people, yeah, it is very interesting to see also, I didn't notice that, but, excuse me, Tom, the seventh one, Tom made my friend put that slide, and if you remember, I told you the seven master of the planet, and there in Easter Island, you've got seven statues like that. Very interesting. Very interesting.